KQED.
It's Morning Edition on KQED. I'm Brian Watt. California's biggest water project in decades appears to be in limbo right now as questions about its funding persist. One major player, the Westlands Water District, has already opted out of backing the $17 billion Delta Tunnels, known by supporters as the California Water Fix. And a key vote is coming up in Los Angeles. But has the controversial project already lost too much support to survive? KQED's managing editor for science and environment writer for the Mercury News, Paul Rogers, joins us to talk about it. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
So first, remind us how these Delta tunnels are supposed to work.
Well, when you talk about water in California, the big picture is that 3/4 of all the rain and the snow falls in the northern part of the state, and 3/4 of the people live in the south. So for the last 75 years or so, we've tried to figure out how to move water from north to south. Right now in the Delta, we have these giant pumps near Tracy. What happens is when we pump water south, they grind up and kill fish like salmon and smelt. And as those species have gotten endangered, less water can be pumped at certain times of the year. So Jerry Brown's idea is let's build these two tunnels, 40 feet high, giant, you know, costing three times what the Bay Bridge cost. Take the water from further north in the Delta and rely on these pumps less so people can get the water more reliably.
The project has had some pretty vocal opponents, some environmentalists, some members of the Delta's congressional delegation. But why did a huge farm irrigation district, Westlands, pull its support when its customers were supposed to benefit from it?
Yeah, it's a great question. You know, environmentalists have been against this thing all along. They argue that if you build these giant tunnels, it'll make it easier for big corporate farmers in the Central Valley and Los Angeles to take Northern California's water. But some of those farmers in the Westlands Water District near Fresno, their board voted recently 7-1 to pull out of this plan. They were supposed to pay $3 billion of the $17 billion cost. And they decided not to because, number one, it was a huge amount of money and it was going to raise what they paid for water. Number two, they weren't being guaranteed by the Brown administration they were going to get any more water. So that no vote sent shockwaves across the California water world because it meant that the other agencies that might want to participate were going to have to pay a lot more.
So the Metropolitan Water District in L.A. has a big vote next week. What do you think is going to happen?
You know, some of the folks down there on that board have been raising questions about the cost. I think if I had to handicap it, I'd say that there's probably about a 75% chance that they'll vote for it. So that'll be a big win for Governor Brown. But that doesn't mean the project is done because there are other water agencies like the Santa Clara Valley Water District in San Jose that still have yet to vote.
So where does this leave the project now? State water agencies and other big supporters say it's far from dead.
Yeah, you know, it's just fascinating. I think there have already been more than a dozen lawsuits filed against this project. And even if water agencies approve it, it's probably going to be held up in court for years. And the Santa Clara Valley Water District is sort of wobbling. I think they may want a smaller project. And so it's still hardly a sure thing. So Jerry Brown leaves office in 15 months, and his successors, his likely successors, people like Gavin Newsom, Antonio Villaraigosa, John Chung, they are not huge supporters of this. They're not opponents, but they're not embracing it the way Brown was. So I think in the next few weeks, we're really going to see whether or not this thing has a chance of being built or whether the final stake is driven through its heart.
So what does Governor Brown think of this?
You know, it's worth remembering that Governor Brown has two giant legacy construction projects, high-speed rail and this tunnels project. And his dad built a lot of big things around California when he was governor in the 60s. And this is Brown's attempt to do that.
KQED's managing editor for science, Paul Rogers, thanks so much.
Thanks, Brian.
Support for KQED Science is provided by the S.D. Bechtel Jr. Foundation, Hope Lab, and the Dirk and Charlene Kapsenel Foundation.